Today's Man Law. We've been talking about manly things. We've been doing a little cooking. We've been doing a little fishing. And now we're going to talk a little bit about beer. And this is a simple man law. There is no wasted beer in the name of humor. That buddy that comes up and clanks the bottom of his beer on the top of your beer bottle and makes it overflow, that benefits no one. It was funny when I was like 19, but I'm done with that, okay? That's just a damn waste of beer is all that is. What do you think about that, Tim?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't waste beer.
No, right. You know, you rent it. You never own it anyway. You only rent it, so I want to get as much value out of it as I can. I don't want to dump it on the ground.
If you're going to get rid of it anyway, just give it to me.
Right, yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about High on the Hog. And when we're sitting there thinking about putting some ribs on the grill, I want the butcher's opinion of spares versus baby backs and why you would have one versus the other. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts, and actually, let's start with the spare rib.
Okay.
But a portion of the spare rib is the St. Louis rib. So the St. Louis rib has the brisket bone cut off from it. So there's more meat on the spare rib / St. Louis rib than the baby backs. That's what I'm after.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a little more fat. It's a thicker meat, and there's more fat mixed in there as well. There's more taste, more flavor, takes on smoke better. I'd rather have a spare rib or St. Louis rib before a baby back any day.
Okay, so the spare rib rack is farther down the animal toward the belly from the baby backs, which are up higher.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, it's still all the same rib cage of the hog,
yep.
But up top near the loin is where the baby backs come from, and further down the belly is where the spares come from.
Correct.
Okay.
So up at the top, if you were to think of if you had a bone-in pork chop.
Right.
And that's why they have so many baby backs is because they were doing the boneless pork loins. So now that's where the boneless pork loin is on the side of the baby backs.
Okay.
We remove that loin meat. What do we do with all the ribs? Hence is how they invented the baby back rib. But you're exactly right. The rib bone is the rib bone all the way down to the breast.
Right.
And so the spare ribs are below the baby backs.
Right.
And so there's more meat on the outside of those where they take the belly, as they'll call it.
Right.
But the side for bacon.
Right. That's exactly it. Because between the spares and then the bacon hits, and then you're on the outside of the animal.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
So anything that's closer to bacon without being bacon is going to be better.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, here we're back to this same old theme again.
Yeah.
If it's bacon, it's good.
Yeah.
But so the St. Louis is just a portion of those spares where that cartilage is cut off.
Correct.
The end. And that they make riblets out of that. People will. They'll put those in the smoker after they've cut them off, and it's yet a third dish that comes off that particular cut. Now, the spares, when you're cooking them, how do you know when they're done?
I go back to my digital meat thermometer, and I like to go to about a 185 to 190-ish.
Yep.
If you were going to do competition, if you didn't have a meat thermometer, if you took tongs and gave it a slight twist where it just barely released itself, would be a competition-done rib.
Right. But once again, over and over, you've heard the grilling guys and many of our guests come on and say the digital thermometer is the best tool you can have in your grilling box.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's right behind the tongs. And a lot of times it's before the tongs because you don't want to pull it off with the tongs till the temperature's right. And the worst thing you can do is overcook something. If it's overdone, it's not going to be as good, and you're going to be disappointed in the product. But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats, thanks so much for spending time with me today.
Pleasure being
a part of the show. And if people wanted to find you, where are you at?
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker.
Yep, west side of Grand Rapids. But thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next week.